What's going on, my nerdy friends? Irvin here, giving you another quick description about today's episode of Nerd Nostalgia. In today's episode, you'll find Trey, Brian, and myself chatting about Disney Plus and its big debut, the streaming wars that are kind of starting to happen, and how content is going to drive these platforms to the next level. Finally, we'll cap off with a story from Brian getting kicked out of what I like to call the Virgin Zone. And before we get started, here's a quick clip you can enjoy.
Well, I think you were with Jake and I. So anyway, so I think it's
drinking balls.
There's a lot of balls going on in that place.
Balls.
Anyway, balls is not it's not a euphemism for oral sex. It's an energy drink, I guess, that they marketed to gamers back in the early aughts. And it was a blue ball. It was a blue bottle that was probably just caffeine.
It was blue balls. It was blue balls. They bottled blue balls.
Big news this week has been that's him chewing on the peanut butter, everybody. He had the hiccups before, and so Trey was like, "Hey man, just eat peanut butter." And Brian, being the intellectual lawyer that he is like, no way that's gonna work. Yet here he is, hiccup free, enjoying some delicious peanut butter. Believe a thank you is in order.
Bet.
Yeah. Put it in your mouth.
Put it all in your mouth.
Yeah. No, I literally have to just like swallow it all right now.
Is your hiccups gone?
It's been my mouth to know.
It's gone.
Exactly.
I can tell it's gone.
What is this, the Mr. fucking Ed routine?
Hands down. So, you don't have to finish it if yeah, but you're going to finish it anyway.
He's going to finish it. He's going to stop.
Because you like it. Because you like it.
He's also not, but why not call people?
I'm just going to look in your eyes the whole time.
Disney Plus, gentlemen. Focus. So the big news this week was Disney Plus. Super huge. Everybody had their kind of doubts, speculations. Was like, what's going to happen with this? They already own pretty much everything else, right? I feel like they came out strong.
Nobody had any doubts. It's Disney. Like, I mean, okay, they own.
But you have Netflix. You have Amazon Prime. You have Hulu. You have
all of that stuff.
Apple TV, which even debuted before, or Apple Plus, whatever it's called, that debuted before it as well.
Let me speak in a different light than the two of you guys. I have a kid, and so. I will say
I may
this.
Have a kid. We don't know that.
Well, you don't have to deal with a kid every day. And that being said, Netflix selection of children's programming is garbage. Garbage.
So you don't like Puppy Show?
Puppy Show is not on Netflix anymore.
What the show we were just watching
was on Disney.
Oh man, Disney Plus is awesome.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, that's so, the reason you're switching over.
And it wasn't necessarily that there wasn't anything for children. There was, and there is still. However, it doesn't change.
Wasn't their market though. That wasn't their demographic.
Exactly. I mean, they have a kids selection. They have. And actually, some of the things that they are like, yeah, this
they actually have some pretty good anime. It's just I feel like their algorithm is what.
Yeah, they kinda sucks. They have things that are really not necessarily geared towards kids, but are appropriate for kids. And so they'll like, you know how you can create your profile and everything like that, and like. It learns, like, mm-hmm, it has the algorithms, mm-hmm, that, mm-hmm, learn, like, what you like and what you don't like, whatever. But they have a kids thing that keeps all of the stuff that's not appropriate for children off of that profile so that whenever they view it, it's only things that they should be watching. Anyway, and so, like, there's some things that are a stretch. Like, actually, it's kind of a big stretch. for what's available on the kids' profile. So they have to stretch to find content that's good for kids, whereas Disney, I mean, that's really what it is.
I mean, now, that is their market until recently with all of the stuff that we watch nowadays, right?
Right, exactly. I mean that's exactly what it started as. And I mean, you know, they have several cable channels that are just constantly pumping out kids content. And then they really did a great job, is what I feel like. I mean, I don't know if you guys looked into that. This is something that I look at that's different than you guys. Some of the content that they actually like pumped into this thing, it's like every Disney movie like ever, meaning feature film, animated, from Snow White and the Seven Dwarves up to the Pixar stuff, and then all of the Pixar stuff except for, and the, you know, there are exceptions. The exceptions are things that are like on Netflix or other streaming services that they have contracts with and everything like that. And that's to be understood. I mean, obviously they're not going to just pull everything off, but and that's super cool, like having a kid and being able to like, what movie do you want to watch? Because like you can jump on Amazon Prime Video, and it has pretty much every Disney movie available at that time. And then your kid says like, "Oh, I want that one." It's like, okay, it's like $17.99, or there's another $17.99.
Lie,
right?
Lie, lie, lie.
And yeah, well, it's. I mean, it's. Oh, it's baby, not necessarily lies. It's.
Oh, it's not. It's not gonna play for us because the moon. Exactly. Isn't with the stars.
No, first rule: don't lie to your kids because they're absolutely smarter than shit.
Don't listen to that.
They'll
man.
Call
He's
you
a good
out
parent.
No, they'll call you out on it. They'll find out. And they'll figure it out. No, and that kind of sucks because I've already paid for a lot of these movies on Amazon. So like I own these movies, and that's cool. And luckily I did see an article. I say luckily, but I did see an article that all of these titles will not last forever. I mean, it is a streaming service. And so there are certain things that they are going to get rid of, or make available, you know,
they're going to cycle it.
Right. Right.
What Disney's always done is put their stuff into the vault.
Into the vault. Right.
And they even have a set, like, when you go into it, they have a section like from our vault. So yeah. I'm pretty sure they'll do like a limited time.
Right now they're just, they're trying to gain subscribers, which is going to be, you know, 10 million right now, you know, I mean, which is crazy. But yeah, from a parent that enjoys a significant amount of their content, to be able to really show a kid really anything that they want with a Disney label on it, or pretty much anything that they want with a Disney label on it, is a pretty cool thing for $7 a month. Like, that's a kind of a no-brainer. Netflix has had some really good content.
I agree with you though. It's not geared towards kids.
No.
And so.
No, and it hasn't been. And
maybe they'll lose some
kids.
No, they'll lose kids. Maybe
or they'll lose people that only have Netflix because they have kids. Yes.
Yeah.
I think that.
But I don't think that's their major demographic.
No,
they may lose a percentage, but also I feel like people are creatures of habit.
Yeah.
And because they've had Netflix for so long, because they've been the leading platform for streaming, I don't think anybody's going to go or get rid of it right out the gate. And with them investing so much money into their content.
Into their original content, yeah.
No, which is huge, which is really good stuff now. Like, there's a lot of things that I watch on Netflix that I'm like, man, this show is so good. Like, you have to watch it. And I'm really excited for a show based on a game coming out called The Witcher.
I don't know if y'all ever played it, but
Henry Cavill's in that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And I mean, my man Henry, my man Superman.
Superman.
Is going to be in that. And so you know it's going to be good. I feel like he only attaches himself to roles that are pretty solid, that are pretty good. So I'm very excited for that. But there's a lot of good content on Netflix. One Punch Man, for example, is an anime show. If you're not familiar with it, that's really good. But there's a lot of good content that's on there that I think people will enjoy. And they even play some of the stuff that is a little bit older, right? Like a season behind. So you could kind of catch up on things for some of the shows. But I don't know.
Kind of going back to what I was saying is okay, yeah. Towards kids, easy. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer because there are so many different shows, movies, etc. I mean, just the characters. Like, one thing that was cool, like as a parent, being able to see on the kids section of Netflix was like, hey, your kid likes this character, so say it's like, you know, Ariel, the mermaid, whatever, or Sophia, or whatever. You could click on that icon, or the child could click on that icon and be able to find all the content about that particular character. So if it was a movie, but then there was a television show that was also based off of that, etc. There's so, I mean, like, it can, you can go so deep down the rabbit hole with Disney Plus because there's just so much stuff that they have. So, like, I mean, for example, my daughter's a huge fan of The Little Mermaid, which is Ariel, but then they made like two or three more movies. And, like, I didn't know that. I had no idea that they made two or three more movies. And then they even had a animated television show, like, in the 90s. And then they had, like, another thing. I mean, so it's, like, just all of this stuff that's available for that character that she likes. But it also has things like Gargoyles, which, for me, was a huge show.
Loved Gargoyles.
Oh, yeah.
Brian, did you watch Gargoyles growing up?
I've probably seen about 5 episodes and none of them were connected. Really? So,
ugh, what's
like
what's
I never
wrong with
I
you?
Never quite.
This looks wrong with you.
Like, okay, so
I could tell you scenes from the show. Like,
yeah, at one point, you get the premise.
Such Gargoyle.
You get the premise in the opening sequence, but
wasn't Ron Perlman in that show?
I don't know. Can't believe that.
Disney is the man. They're the conglomerate. I think the reason Marvel movies are so popular and so financially successful is because they don't just pull at one demographic. They pull at multiple demographics. And I feel like that's the case with their platform right now. They're not just pulling at the people that are like Netflix, you know, like Netflix is, I would say it's a little for the older people, right? Like,
agreed.
Most of their original content is going to be, you know, like Orange is the New Black is a very big popular show for, I've personally never seen it, but I know
agreed,
it's huge.
But,
and that's
agreed, but they
people.
Own everything. So, I mean, it's not hard them to hit every demographic.
And so, exactly. And so that's part of my point here is that the fact that the Marvel movies are so successful, it's not because they're just like, oh, we're going to target adult white males, adult white females, you know, young minority children. It's because they're literally hitting all of them. They're like, how can we make as much money as possible based off of what we have? Mm-hmm. And so they're doing that same thing with the platform, right? To Trey's point, he has kids, and so he's like, this is how I'm going to, this is what I'm going to go to because there's so much content for my kid to watch. But at the same time, there is a lot of content for kids that were basically born between 1975 and 1990, which is right in our demographic, right? The parents of some of these kids, in your case, and not in my case, And so that
maybe gives, not in your case.
Maybe. Baby, if you're out there, know that I love you. I don't know you exist yet. This is a joke. But yeah, I definitely think that their demographic pool is very broad and wide. So I think it's going to be successful in the long run. You know, they got 10 million right off the jump, but their content is it's a very big variety. I mean, they have so many different things. They have Pixar, they have Disney, they have Star Wars there, The Mandalorian, even though both of y'all haven't seen that show, we'll discuss that in another time. Really, really popular show. They also have some of the National Geographic stuff on there, which is super cool. I like to watch those kind of when they're...
The National Geographic thing kind of hits me a little bit weird. Not to say that I'm sure that Disney owns it, whatever, now, because they own everything, but it's...
Let me chime in here. People get mad that Disney owns everything, right? We say that a lot, and they do.
I'm not mad about it. I'm just saying, like, that's, like, you have so much to draw from. Like,
that's just somebody that's just a company that's run really efficiently. That's either has a great team, which I imagine is the case, or an even better leader, because they make the right moves at the right times. They buy the right properties. They invest when they need to.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah.
Look how much they bought, what, Marvel for like $1 billion, and they've made 20 times that amount, I think, if not more.
Easily.
So they make the right investments at the right time. So people are like, oh, you know, they're the man, and, you know, they're going to own everything. Yeah. But it's not like it just happened overnight. Like, it's been accumulated over time. Like, they've made, oh, we're going to invest in this. Oh, we're going to invest in this. And I'm sure there's been decisions, and I can't off the top of my head think of it, but I'm sure there's been some mistakes that they've bought into.
Well, I mean,
whoever's running the ship is definitely doing a great job, and kudos to you, even though I'm pretty sure it's been two or three different head CEO people.
The most recent acquisition that they've made is Fox. And I mean, that was a huge acquisition.
Like, that was just from Marvel, though. That was just from a Marvel standpoint. They had to acquire them.
So why do they have Simpsons?
Yeah, why did they require Fox for Marvel reasons?
Because Fox owned the right to X-Men. So, okay, so what was it?
I thought all that show was Sony. I guess they owned
X-Men. No. Sony only owns Spider-Man.
Stan Lee and Marvel hit financial struggles in the late 90s.
80s, 90s.
I'm pretty positive 80s, it was like 90s, the 90s into the 2000s.
Yeah.
And so to keep the business afloat, he sold certain rights to different companies. Sony, Fox, different ones, right? Blade and Spider-Man and Fantastic Four and X-Men and all this stuff, right? So a bulk of the main company that had most of those IP addresses was going to be Fox. They had Fantastic Four, they had the X-Men, and that's where those movies come from. And so that's where those movies come from. Everybody, Brian was dozing off there, so we had to nudge him a little bit. He's back in the game. Next time we're going to slap him. We'll see how that works. But they had most of the property. So they just bought that. So it was a huge chunk. The only missing piece, I want to say there's two missing pieces. It's Spider-Man and somebody else. But the main other missing piece is Spider-Man, and they get to play with him a little bit because Sony thinks that they're going to make a Spider-Verse based around one character, which could work, but more than likely won't. It'll get too repetitive too fast, and that'll ultimately be their downfall, in my opinion, although I'm excited to see their content whenever they do create it.
But, I mean, so you mentioned National Geographic, and then also, you know, the Fox content, which Simpsons.
And Pixar and Star Wars, which is like
Pixar was bought by Disney a long time ago. I'm talking most recent acquisition.
It was going to be
Simpsons.
X-Men. Well, that too. That was...
But I'm saying outside of like Marvel already purchased stuff.
By the way, that is on Disney Plus, everybody. if you've ever wanted to have one place to watch Simpsons episodes, Disney Plus, which is super cool, super awesome.
30 years.
Oh, man, that's so...
30 years of content.
I just need Matt Groening, right? That's the creator. I just need that motherfucker to come out and just be like, hey, bro, yeah, I'm from the future. I've seen it all. Because there's just way too many quote-unquote predictions that that he's done. So
unpopular, maybe unpopular opinion, at least around this table. Best Matt Groening. Greening, groaning.
I heard it's pronounced graining.
Graining.
Interesting.
Graining. Series. You of all time.
You trauma, don't you? Yeah, you do. You fucking nerd. You Slytherin motherfucker. Get out of here.
Slytherin. I'm a Hufflepuff. Oh, man. I am a
I don't know if in Harry Potter they deducted points from people, but fuck if I don't want to deduct 10 points from Slytherin right now.
Yeah. No, fuck you. Yeah. I'm sticking by it. Futurama. It's a great show. It's a great show.
It is a really good show. I do like it.
And
I didn't keep up with it, though.
Oh, I've seen every single episode, all of the TV movies and in their downtime from Fox to Comedy Central to...
Where were they now?
Right, which is nowhere. I mean,
there's another show that's called...
They were finally kaput.
Take off your jacket. It'll wake you up.
That'll wake me up?
Yeah. Because it's cold.
It's like 67 degrees in here, and they're losing their minds.
I'm a Texan.
Yeah, bro, we're from...
Okay.
People are a tropical people.
speaking of graining stuff, have you seen Disenchanted?
Yes. I was literally about to bring that up. I saw like the first or second episode.
So that... And I never got into it. Disenchanted is a Netflix original.
Which I guess boom. Now is going to be a Disney Plus original.
Probably.
How does that work? Yeah.
No, it's a Netflix original.
I feel, yeah.
They
yeah.
put the money
just because, yeah, just because Matt Groening invented The Simpsons doesn't necessarily mean he's tied.
It's not, that's not a Fox product.
That yeah. was no, what I'm saying is that it will all become
Disney. Oh, Plus. No. Eventually, yes. It's,
that's the Monopoly thing.
What is the, what's the movie? Demolition Man.
Oh.
Sylvester Stallone.
Come on, I know you're thinking of it.
San Angelo.
So it's San who Francisco. Survived? Who survived all of the food wars?
Yeah, it's Taco Bell.
Right. Yeah.
It's the place to eat at.
Right.
I just can never figure out that damn three seashells thing.
No one can.
I'll get it to you later. Adrian. Okay.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
See? There he is. He's back.
Urban, so if you've seen the first couple episodes of Disenchanted, it sucks. I wouldn't watch it. It's terrible.
Okay.
Just skip past the first season, go to the second season.
Really?
No, don't skip it completely.
No, no,
you
no.
have to watch it, but like watch it while you're emailing or something.
Okay.
Here's why he doesn't have to watch it, because there's a recap episode or recap like 5 minutes where it's like, and here's what happened in the last season.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair enough.
I'll totally fuck with that.
And here's what happens in the last season. Bean is basically an aimless drunk. She's
yeah.
basically a blonder version of who wrote Girls? Lena Dunham.
Yeah.
Just imagine a skinnier blonde version of Lena Dunham, and she pairs up with a demon who's kind of low-key and an elf, and they're in a fantasy land. And that's the first season.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, that's it. It's no, it's not Futurama
TV,
but it's pretty good.
It's basically him being like, this isn't Futurama. We're going to, instead of me doing something.
It's present, Pastorama.
Future, it's a Pastorama.
Exactly. That's exactly
it's a Pastorama. Yep. And Simpsons right is Presentorama.
Right. Yeah. And the funniest scene is in the trailer where the woman goes, I'm drowning. I'm Elfo.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Elfo is good. the demon is
Andre.
But he's basically a cat. He's a cat that
just a regular cat.
He's like a regular cat that just sleeps in the fire that can talk. Like, I mean, that's really all it is. There's not much more than that.
Yep.
Just pushing bad things.
Noted. I mean, it never really caught my eye. Like I said, I watched two episodes, and
I was like, I'm not talking. I did the same thing. I tried it, and I was like, this is not Futurama, so I'm not gonna watch it.
I could see the similarities though between Futurama and
Simpsons. It's a similar animation style. It's the guy from the future. It's the same creator. There's a lot of similarities, but I mean, where does Disney Plus put? And actually, where does Disney Plus coming out $6.99 a month with all of your Disney favorites from wherever? And I went through my favorites. It's Darkwing Duck and DuckTales and Tailspin and Rescue Rangers and Gargoyles for sure. I mean, yeah, that's going to cover me up for a couple months for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have new content coming out, which is great. And hopefully, I know that some of it is Marvel related.
Heavily Marvel related.
You got WandaVision and Falcon.
Hawkeye, Falcon,
Winter Soldier, Falcon. Yeah. I mean, so there's stuff coming out that's like, okay, if I can continue to pay my $7 a month and my daughter gets to watch these shows uninterrupted and I don't have to deal with it. Okay, cool. My $7 is spent wisely per month, right? And there are, of course, better deals if you pay, 3 years up front or 2 years up front, you get a third year free, whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But so, like, all of that being said, where does it leave it in the race to the top, I guess, for streaming services?
Man, I personally think that Disney Plus is gonna end up maybe top three. I don't know if anybody's ever gonna beat Netflix just because they've been so far ahead of the game. They have a huge head start on everybody. And then where they, like, recently, I would say within the past 2-3 years, what they realized was, dude, we're cranking out so much money for shows like Friends and just different things that they don't own, that they are like, okay, we have to create our own content. Yeah. And so because everybody had Netflix, they have a following now. And so those fans aren't going to go anywhere. Well, but where Disney...
A majority of them won't go anywhere. Yeah, I agree with that.
The majority, fair enough. So where Disney is going to come out on top is... And you even said it in your intro and giving your analysis on it, is people with kids. Like, we're kind of in our 30s. We started watching Marvel movies about 10 years ago. And some of our favorite stuff is on there. So we're going to hop on this Disney Plus bandwagon. But in the next 1 to 5 years, we're going to have kids. Those kids are going to need to watch stuff. We're going to need to entertain our times. What are we going to do? Click it on old Disney Plus. And so that'll carry it over for a little while longer. And so as long as the people that are watching Netflix start having kids, they'll be able to easily relate into this.
So, it kind of goes back to, what happens when, and meaning what shows are available at what time. I mean, Netflix is kind of key to this because, again, they're the forefront of kind of the streaming atmosphere.
The McDonald's of streaming.
Right. The Netflix of Netflix. And it's what will be available when and how long, and okay, is it downloadable? I haven't gotten that far into it. We just got it this week. So right now, just going from a kid's perspective, again, you know, like I come back to this because it's important to me, because I don't have a problem like sitting down and streaming something either on my device or smartphone or whatever, or my television, but downloading something to like a phone or whatever. There's dancing in front of me right now.
There is very, very, very much dancing. Sexy time dancing going on by Brian. Brian, please describe your sexy dance to us.
But actually, Brian, first, how are your hiccups doing?
Cured by peanut butter.
Bet.
I feel like it cured his hiccups. But it immediately, I don't know what that chemical combination was, immediately made him fall asleep.
Yeah.
Hold on.
He's like dozing off.
I really am. I'm so close to sleep. It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
It's not.
It's nearly 2 o'clock.
No, it's 2:20.
Yeah.
By clock.
But in Thailand, it's
but not. In Thailand,
in America land, it's 2:20.
No, but so downloading content is kind of a big deal, and so
I'm sure they're gonna have it. It's like Netflix. I can download stuff on there, but I'm not gonna be able to save it
forever.
And right. Then if Disney was smart, just like Amazon, they'll be able to purchase set it up for it. I'm gonna slap you.
Hey, give me a power nap.
There is no power nap. It's called sleep at this point, sir. That's not how this works. Finish your beer.
So we have already purchased a majority of like the big movies that she watches on Amazon Prime already. And so those things will always be available to her, to us, whatever, to watch. So that's cool. But that, like, I mean, that's it's another platform that you throw into this. Like, everybody has their own thing. It's like, okay, with Amazon, you can watch anything for a price. Like, either you're paying the subscription to Amazon and then we'll Prime exclusive it and, like, give it to you. Or you can actually pay additional monies to download it and have it forever.
So if this is how I would make money if I was Disney. So right now they have, I think I've seen like some of the stuff. It's like Lion King. It's a lot of their big hits, right?
It's all the big hits. I mean, I haven't found one yet I haven't been able to find. Like maybe like Treasure Planet. Again, I haven't been looking for them. There's so much on there, like it's hard to tell which ones are unavailable right now. Now, the ones that I do know that are unavailable are the ones that already have a contract with somebody like Netflix. And so, and that makes sense. Like you can't pull those streaming, you can't pull out of those streaming services until the contract is up. Yeah, right. Yeah. And that makes sense. And the same thing with the Marvel movies. You know, like Infinity War is on.
It's still on Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. So
by the end of this year, it'll probably
run. Right. Up. It's not on Disney Plus right now. But I mean, it's available. So if you have a Disney Plus account and you have a Netflix account, then you can watch from Iron Man through. Or actually probably Hulk.
No, not all of them are on there, actually.
I haven't seen one that I didn't know was a part of it. Like,
yeah.
Again, I didn't look close.
Yeah, exactly. We've kind of skimmed over it, and the stuff that we saw drew our attention, right?
Right, right.
But not all of them are on there for the exact same reason that you're saying. Like, some of them are stuck on Netflix. Some of them are stuck on HBO Max, whatever the case may be, right? Going back to how they're going to stay in the longevity game, what I would do is keep stuff on their vault, right? So, all right, this month or this year, we're going to show these 6 movies. I don't know. This is me making up numbers. And then
you're going to stuff it back into the vault, but then you're going to add a section right underneath that that says, purchase this movie for $10.99.
Right. And it's available.
And you're going to cycle it, but it's not going to be cycled back for another 6 months to 18 months to whatever time frame
that's exactly what I see.
Happening. And that's how they're going to make their money. People are going to keep that $6.99 because it's going to be continuous content.
And especially if it is original content that is slated to only come out via the Disney Plus platform, but it won't be $6.99 forever. Mm-mm. I mean, it'll turn into...
That's 100% just trying to undercut and get people hooked. Yeah. I would say probably in two to three years that'll change in price.
So I had this conversation with a guy I work with, and he's a great guy. He watches more movies than I do in a week, right? He's one of those guys. Like, that's his dig. Like, that's what he does.
Man, so, like, okay, there's only... Man, that's tough because I pride myself. Like, I've watched a lot of TV and I've seen a lot of movies. And I feel like that's what kind of ultimately makes me categorize into a nerd. But if you're saying...
No, That's a lot, man. He puts down some movies. He puts down some TV shows.
He's really good at that too. It's a mutual friend. Everybody knows him. And for those listening in, you may or may not know him, depending if you're a new fan or if you're an old fan. Our buddy Fong is actually really, really versed, and I would love to get him on here one day.
He looks,
yeah, booby, man.
Suda looks just like Fong.
Panda, booby, Fong. We'd love to get you on the show one day, but he's super, super versed. Like,
yeah,
we've had multiple conversations, like, just about movies in general, not superhero specific, not fantasy driven, like just movies in general. He's very, very well versed. And maybe we'll do like a topic, like a random topic off topic one day and get him on here. That would be fun. Fun fact, he actually kicked Brian Honeycutt out of a, what was it? It was a gaming cafe.
Yeah. Yeah. In high school. It was a place to go to pick up chicks, and Brian was over there being the best that he could be picking up chicks.
Not very well.
He started mouthing off to the guy in charge, and turns out 20 years later that guy in charge is still that guy in charge.
What does he do?
He turns out to be one of our really good friends.
What does Fong do?
Life
now?
Is really, really small.
He's the badass. Is what he is.
Facts.
No one knows.
It's not a great job.
No one knows what he does.
He's the lawyer.
No, I don't think he's
the district attorney.
No, he's the president of badassness. Is what he is. I don't know.
Hell of a job.
Yeah,
Brian, I want to hear your version of this story, because I've heard it a couple times. I've never really fully heard what transgressed. So please enlighten us.
I'll tell the story. I'm going to bed because I'm tired. It's late. I hate it. It stinks.
It's not even 3 a.m. But continue.
It's pretty close. So I think I went to. I wasn't. What was it called? Net. What was the name of the place?
Netscape.
Zone. I think it was NetZone.
You would know.
I think it was NetZone. Anyway.
I was pleasantly active and social. And
I think you were with Jake and I.
I was not there when.
I think you were. Part of
I
the
would
story.
Totally remember you getting kicked out.
I think you're part of the story.
Out of a nerd zone. I would totally remember that.
Nah, well, I think you were with Jake and I. So anyway, so I think it's
drinking balls.
There's a lot of balls going on in that place.
Balls.
Anyway, balls is not a euphemism for oral sex. It's
It's an energy drink, I guess, that they marketed to gamers back in the early aughts. And it was a blue ball. I'm sorry. It was a blue bottle that was probably just caffeine.
It was blue balls. It was blue balls. They bottled blue balls and they put it in their can. It was a
foreshadow of to keep you awake. Your all the way up to adulthood. I would
balls.
Say.
Bawls.
Are you suggesting sponsor to this day?
I am 100% implying that you still have your V cards there.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, one day I'll lose it. One day. Anyway,
ladies,
so,
he is single.
Ned Zone. We get there, and it's like, okay, let's. I don't know. We'll get like a half hour, an hour. That's probably like $10 at the time. Yeah, you pay like $10, and you get a hangout for an hour. Pay $10. We'll play Call of Duty or something. And again, this is before Modern Warfare, so we're gonna.
Mr. Be like, Fantastic. I don't think Call of Duty even Mr. existed. Fantastic, with his hair right now, where he's got it cut up.
No, I could totally see him. Oh, yeah. Richards, man. He's got the look. He's not super handsome.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but
he's handsome enough. He's handsome enough.
No, he's super handsome.
He's a really good looking dude. But no, he's super handsome. I don't want to boast his ego. The last thing we need to do is make that head bigger than it actually is.
Shh. Guys, I'm telling a story about Fong. Anyway, so.
but he does have a unicorn head.
He does. I mean, right now, though, so ladies, his hair is absolutely beautiful. Okay, so on the sides, it's trimmed really short. But just like Reed Richards has that silver on the side.
A little touch of gray.
Oh, man. He literally has that touch of gray that just, it's just enough peppered. You're like, ooh, he's got some wisdom to him. He knows a thing or two.
It's salt.
And then it's also kind of unlike Reed Richards, where his is just like dark on top. His is like sprinkled into the top, but it doesn't overtake the full head of hair. This is coming from a person that's bald as fuck, so I can definitely appreciate good hair. And my man has great, phenomenal hair.
Are we sponsored by Touch of Grey tonight?
I think we're sponsored by Glenmore.
Glenn Morangi.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Glenn Morangi. I think we were. But and
Stella Artois.
The sponsorship ran out.
And Bulls.
It might have.
And
we're looking for other sponsors, by the way.
Okay, so we get there. Balls are present, and I see Kyle Allison there, who was he's my grade. I guess he was in y'all's grade because y'all are young. I see Kyle Allison there, and I ran up to go be like, "Hey, Kyle, what's up?" And I was probably teasing him and saying like, "Oh, what are you playing? Your World of Warcraft games?" Which again, I very desperately wished I was good at, but I sucked at World of Warcraft. So I'm up there and I'm talking to Kyle Allison. I didn't think he seemed that perturbed, but all of a sudden he came up to me and was like, "What the fuck are you doing? Get out of here." And I'm like, I'm here to talk to my friend and eventually buy some service from your store. And then he kicks me out. He literally if you grabbed a drunk by his collar and his haunches and just threw him out. And that's how Fong did it to me. And I think we were maybe a year apart in age, but he threw me out like a rag doll. And it was amazing.
He was actually a wrestler in high school. That's why he was able to throw you out like a rag doll. To this day, I would actually not wrestle Fong. He still has his skills, and now he has more mass to him. He's definitely a foe to fear. But yeah, I think in high school, I don't know if he went state, but he was pretty close. Maybe semifinals. I don't know how wrestling works. Do they come in with intro songs? And are there World Wrestling Championship belts? Do you get to pick your own name?
That's WWE, not college wrestling.
Okay, well, anyways.
You can do what you want.
Yeah. But either way, he was able to toss Brian like a rag doll.
Toss me like a salad.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. Turn. I'm so happy. And then this world is so small, man, that 20 years later, he's like, "I know that guy. He kicked me out at Trey's wedding." He's like, "I know that guy. He kicked me out of a wedding out of a nerd bar one time."
I don't think Fong remembers at all.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely not. Like, actually, maybe. There's.
That's not on his radar.
I think he remembers. I think he remembers.
I think he just knows me as Trey's white friend.
Yeah. There's not many of those.
Yeah, there's like it's like me and that's it.
I need another drink. I'm out.
Well, you heard Trey's drink clank and Brian's yawn, so you know it's time for us to head on out. Thanks again for joining us. We'll catch you on the next episode. And remember, stay nerdy, my friends.